بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We have completed the chapter of Sabr in this kitab, in which there were about more than 20 ahadith mentioned and more than about 7 ayat of the Quran Sharif. So this is just to recap. Sabr is a very great quality which Allah Ta'ala has made farz upon us also, and we should endeavor and make effort that the quality of sabr, patience, comes into us. Ulama have explained that there are 3 aspects of sabr. One is sabr al-ta'a, to have patience, to be steadfast on fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. That is, a person feels lazy, for example, he should not let that overcome him. He should be steadfast and make sure that he fulfills that command of Allah at that time. Some temptation comes to him of some guna and he does not want to fulfill the command. He should at that time have this patience. So to develop that quality, then it will become easy to observe and fulfill all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Sabr anil ma'asiyah. And then the second is that a person have sabr, patience. He has the quality to keep away from guna. That is, when temptations of guna come, then also he should be able to make sabr. Anger comes to a person to look at a woman who is not permissible for him. All other types of guna, if he has got the quality of the sabr, he will be able to stay away from all guna. And the third type of sabr, which normally we refer to sabr, and we only take this type as sabr, sabr alal bala, that when some difficulty comes upon us, we make sabr at that time. That is the only type we normally take into consideration, whereas that is the third type. And the other two types are the more superior types. And this third type, whatever difficulty comes on a person, some close and dear one, somebody loses, some financial loss a person suffers, some ill health a person has, at that time to make sabr. All this is if a person has made the effort. And all these ahadith and this discussion was to encourage us that we bring these qualities within us, that this quality of sabr. And a person who has sabr, as we have read, Allah's help is with that person. On the other hand, when a person does not have sabr and any difficulty comes and he starts speaking things which he shouldn't do, shouldn't speak, he does things which he shouldn't do, he behaves in a way that he shouldn't, then this will bring great destruction to that person in this world, in the akhirat as well. When there is sabr, a person will be able to control his tongue. He won't speak, he won't curse people, he won't start swearing, he won't act in a way like an animal, but he will be composed. And how much we have this quality, he will be closer to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's character as well. So this is a thing that we all have to become conscious, that I have to make an effort to bring sabr within my life. And then the great rewards which there are for sabr also. Like for example, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, that Allah is with that person who makes sabr. That means all the help of Allah, the barakat of Allah, the rahmat of Allah, everything is with that person, all goodness, if he makes sabr. So by making a sabr, it comes, for example, a person who became angry and he controlled himself, he made sabr. When he could exercise that anger, he could vent and show that anger upon the person on whom he became angry, but he controlled himself for the sake of Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give him the opportunity to choose of all the Hurul Een, whichever one he wants to. So there are great, great rewards for sabr. And a person has a very good life in this world, a composed life also, and consequently a life of respect, because people will respect him. On the other hand, if a person hasn't got sabr, Every time he's shouting, screaming, swearing, his own house people will dislike him. And they won't like his presence also at home. And wherever he goes, people will despise him. And he will suffer the consequences in his health also, in his environment also, with everyone. So these are great teachings of Deen, and they have been presented to us. We went through the hadith in detail, and also the ayats of the Quran. May Allah make it that we all make an effort to bring the sabr within us, and we live with the sabr. That husband that has got sabr, the wife will love him. That father who has sabr, the children will love him. And a person who hasn't got sabr, then even the immediate family will despise him. And everyone will try and be as far as possible from that person. They won't want to come anywhere near that person also. So Allah bless us with these qualities and all the qualities of Deen which the ulama, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. The ulama have brought it to us and presented it to us in a plate ready to eat. It is just for us now to bring it within our lives. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah.